Yeah, really, we're holding Dav Tes Zayin Amud Aleph. We just start over again from the last Mishnah. On Dav Tes Vav Amud Beis, the Mishnah says like this again, that the Oy Sholu Rabbi Kiva. Kiva has a question like this. Ha-Sheichet Heizvachem Bachutz. Somebody shared five kabonis bachutz. Be'elu Machutz is one forgetting. Maho. How many chatois is he chayiv? Chayiv ha-kolachas fi-yachas for every zevach he shechted. Or yachas ha-kulum, since it's all be'elu Mechad. It's a one forgetting. As a child, he go bosa five different gufim, or since it's one avera belamachas, is omer loy tachom said back to him loy shemana, we didn't hear this. This omer b'shur says back no shemati, I did hear. I heard like this that b'yoichu mizevach echad, if it's a person needs from one korban mehei tamchuyim. We'll see later on the gemara exactly what does hei tamchuyim mean. Five different dishes, like whether it was cooked, broiled. Belamachas, one forgetting. Shuchai bekolachas viachas mishumilo. He's over nistamil. He's been nena from Egdish. He's over five chatoyis, even though really it's from one korban. The Sura Bishuva says, "Bro, yanish atvom kavachoyim etz kavachoyim here." They say that by your case, with five different kabonis, havad yichayiv five different chatoyis. On this, Reb Shimon says, "Loi kach shalov v'kiv." No, this was not the shaila, because if that was the shaila, the answer is not a good answer, like we'll see in the Gemara. Elo rather, Rabbi Kiva shalos like this. Elo b'yoichol noiser meichom mizvachim. A person ate from five different kabonis. He ate noiser. There's five different kabonis that were left overnight, and he had the kizayis from each one of them. Be'elo machas, and one forgetting ma. What's the locha? Chayiv achas hakulam or yichayiv akolachas viachas. Is omrulah, and this chum said back again. Lo shemana, we didn't hear. Omri Bishur, Bishur says back. Yes, shemati, I heard. That boichum is zevachecha, somebody eats from one korban. Beitam chuyim, five different plates, five different dishes. Be'elo machas, one forgetting. Shuchai v'chalachas v'achas mishumilo. He's over like five asham milas, five different averis, even us from one korban. If so, Rabbi Yeshua says, v'roi ani yaisish adron kavachon ala kavachayim here. That madach here, where it's one korban, yichai five chatoy, five ashamis, savad in your case, yichai five. Omer Rabbi Kiva, Kiva says in Malach and the Kabbalah, it's a Malach Lamech Yisina, like if that's Malach, I'll be Mekabal to say Yechayiv. But in Ladin, if you're making a Svara Kabbalah Chayim here, yes, Tshuva, I have a question on your Kabbalah Chayim and your Svara. Omer Lech, Rabbi Shua said back to him, Hoshev answer. Omer, he said like this, Hello, Yimamata, be Mila Shosa, by Yasamaychu Kaychol. By Mila, the three Chumers. First of all, the one that feeds somebody else's Chayiv, even though he doesn't have a no himself. The one that's Maitzi at Mehegdish. Yes, Amahana Kenera, the one that gives out Hanoah, the one that receives Hanoah. And Tzirif as Tamila Zvam Ruba, if you eat Tamila a little bit now, a little bit later, you have Hanoah a little bit now, a little bit later, Yechayiv. Mashayim praying, by Noisi, you don't have this. Tiyama Benoisi, Shayim Biachas Melo, by Noisi, you don't have these halachas. You have to eat the Kazayas, but then if they're Achilus Pras, and only the ones that eat it, not the one that feeds it. So you see that Chum is over Milo, so Mekiva says, I will not learn out Milo, I will not learn out Noisa from Milo. Now the Gemara says, My Kashalu Rabbi Shimon, what was bothering Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon said, Loi Kach Sholu. The first Shalu we had in the Mishnah was, that Mekiva asked to be Shecht five Zavachim Bachutz, V'chayiv, and Rabbi Shimon said that wasn't the Shalu. So what was bothering Rabbi Shimon? So what was Hachik Kashalai? Ma Rai L'Shoichet Mi'echol, what's the proof to say, Rabbi Kiva asked the Shalu, if you Shecht five Chatoyis Bachutz, so he brought him back a Raya Bishua, if you eat. So, Malo Oichol Shekeinena. By Oichol, we eat from these five, he answered the back of Yeshua and said, Mizevarech Beitam Chuy Michai, five Milas. Over there, though, the Aver was done through Nena. Maybe that's why, since it's five different Anos Yechayiv. But over here, it's one Maestro Shkita, maybe only Chayiv once. So you can't bring a proof from Nena to a Maestro Shkita. Ella right there from Shimon learns Kach Sholu. This is Rabbi Kiva Shaila. What's going to be Ha'ichon Noisa Michamisha Zvachim? Somebody eats Noisa for five different kabonis. Bela Machas the one forgetting Mao. Chai Becholachas Viachas Echai Vich one separate Yachas Akulan. Or Melon, this should be sure said back. Leishaman didn't hear clearly. Or the Rucham said back. Or Melon, Bishu, Bishu says, yes, Shemati heard Be'echol Mizabechacha Michamisha Tamchuyim. Bela Mechas Chai Becholachas Viachas. Mishamila that you are Chayiv separately for each Achila. For Roy Yanish at the Brom Kabachoyim, Rabbi Yeshua says, Ava Kabachoyim, Mam, Yizevah here, it's from one Korban. Shengufa Machlok, they're not different behemoths. Chayav HaKolachas Biachas, each eating, Yechayiv Mishom Tamchuyim, Mechulokim, because each one's a different plate. It was cooked differently. If so, in Rabbi Kiva's case, Chamisha Zvachim, the five different Kabonis, Shegufa Machokim, a different korban, Lekoshkin, the Vida Kazayas Naisa, from each one of them, that Yechai, five Chatois. On this, Amram Shimon Shin, Sam's back, or three Nagaris, this, but we have the Gears of Shim, Lekar Shalu, and Labiyechim, and Zabichim, and Zabnaisa, Yelnechim, and Yelchai, and Rachel, and Gomel, and Gomel, and Gomel, and Gomel, and Gomel, and Gomel, and this we have before, Mishu, and Mati, and Gomel, and Gomel, and Gomel, and Gomel, and that's the way Rabbi Shimon was a Gomel, that Rabbi Kiva Shaila was by an Eichel. The person eats from five different kabbonis, a kazayis noisa from each one of them. He's with a belamacha, so it's chayiv one of five. Yibishu answered back and said, yes, just like you see if you eat from mila, if you eat from one korban, five different tamchuyim, chayiv five chatois, here also. On this, the Gemara says, Omele Rabbi Kiva Kiri said back, im halacha nekabal. If it's halacha, be mekabal. But if not, I have a tshuva bedover. Now the Gemara said, what Omele Rabbi Kiva im halacha nekabal. Kiva said, if it's halacha, I'll accept it. But if it's a svara, that's Rabbi Kiva's svara, that mila is different. Mila, there's a chumra that if you give it out to somebody else, even chayiv. Mashenke nice for some of you yourself eat it. So the question is, the Gemara says, Kibla Rabbi Yeshua lo tshuva Rabbi Kiva loy. Did Rabbi Yeshua accept now this answer that Rabbi Kiva said? That Rabbi Yeshua also should say, if somebody eats from five different kabonis or chayis of nice with one forgetting, he's only chayiv one chatis? Or is he chayiv? No, five chatois. So most of the Tashma coming in, the time learn like this. Ochalei chaticha, somebody eats five pieces of nice, mizevachet from one korban, be'elomachas of one forgetting, be'chamisha tamchuyim, if it's in five different plates, meaning this, from one korban you had nice, but one kezayis was roasted, one was boiled, one was fried, so it says, einu mevi elachatisachas, you only have to bring one chatis. V'yalei hoide shalem, let's say you're not sure you ate it all together, einu mevi elachatisachas, you only have to bring one oshim toli. What's going to be though, mechamisha tamchuyim, bechamisha lamas, let's say from five different plates, but five different forgettings. Then the Chorab Shita, maybe chatas a kolachas viachas. Then Avad, you bring five separate chatoyas, because since you knew in between, each one's a separate maisa. The yediyas is mechalik. V'yalei hoidish alehem, let's say each time you were mesupik, you had a doubt whether you did the avera, whether you ate it all together or not. So maybe yoshim tel a kolachas viachas. So far it's good. What's going to be though, mehez vachim, it says he ate nicer from five different kabbonis, mehez vachim, behelamachat, one forgetting, it says clearly, yichayiv akolachas v'yachas. Yichayiv, I'm going to say, gerst yichayiv. Heb yeseb yudu aymer, afilu ochal, heicha tichais, I think the Shita says you're not gerst this middle part. Just, Reb Yeseb, gerst here, Reb Yeseb yudu aymer, that afilu ochal, heicha tichais, mehez vachim, the person ate five pieces of noisa from five different kabbonis, the elomachos of one forgetting, the din is ain't and maybe elachatasachas, you only have to bring one chatis. So who do you see this Rabbi Kiva Svara? V'yal sveika, if you have a doubt whether you ate the chatis or whether you ate the noisa altogether, ain't and maybe elashim toli, you only have to bring one ashim toli. Klol shadov, what's the klal? That kol shechalukim achatois, anytime you have to bring different chatois, chalukim ashomis. If you have a doubt whether you did the aver or not, you have to bring a different oshem toli. Avol hei chatichas beit tamchuyim, if you had five pieces in five different plates, mizevach echad, lefnei zrikas domim, before you made a zrikas domim, mean there's nisa milu involved. Even though you were kayin, before zrika, you can't eat from the korban. So there's a nisa milu involved. Here it says, afilo belamach, even one forgetting, even though what? Avol hei chatichas beit tamchuyim, it was from one korban. There's five different pieces. Kaiva kolachas viyachas misha mila. That's what is Rabbi Yeshua's svara in the Mishnah. That by mila, we're more machmer to say by mila that yichayif each eating a separate chatis, even though it's from one korban, but mila is more lechumra. So that's what this brisa says. This brisa says even though by mila yichayif five, but by eating from noister it says there was from five different kabonis. It says yoni chayif one. So lechura, this brisa now, the ilu al sveika maybe yoshim tali yandav. The Gemara says now, V'ilu al sveikoi, maybe Yoshim Toli katoni. The Bryce here does not say you have to bring a Yoshim Toli in this Gabi Mila at all. So Khurumani, who does this Bryce go like? He learned if one goes according to Rabbi Kiva, then listening now, Misaifa via sveika, maybe Yoshim Toli. If he goes by a suffix, whether you're over Nisa Mila or not, if you have a no from a korban, you have to bring a Yoshim Toli. This Nan, we learned on Gemara later. Rabbi Kiva Mechayiv al suffix, Mila Yoshim Toli. In case the person has a suffix, a doubt whether he had an off from Egdish or not, he has to bring an Oshem Toli. So how come this braisa doesn't bring it down? So it must be the braisa is not Rabbi Kiva, it allowed Rabbi Yeshua. This braisa goes according to Rabbi Yeshua. And still, the Ketanius is killing this braisa that Pehei Halomis, maybe Hei Chatois. When he ate these five different pieces of Nisam, if he remembered each time in between, then he's Chayef Hei Chatois. Mashenkin, if there's one forgetting, he didn't remember in between, even though it's from five different behemoths, he's only chayiv one chatis. If so, shmamina kibli minei, it's a proof that Rabbi Yeshua accepted the answer, the question of Rabbi Kiva, and he can't bring a proof for Mila. Only by Mila you chayiv five different hashamis. Because Mila is a chumra that just being mitzi without eating it you chayiv. Or you can eat a little bit now, a little bit later. Mashenkin by Nursa doesn't have those chumras by Nursa, we don't say Yechayiv 5, Yoni Chayiv 1. So who we see, Rabbi Yeshua agrees to Rabbi Kiva's question. So Mora says no, maybe there's no proof. Elul Gemara says, Adrab, just the opposite maybe. Midi Seifu, what does the Seifu of this Brice to say? The Seifu of this Brice says like this, Midi Seifu Diktoni, Mehei Zvachim, if somebody ate Nursa from five different kabbonis, Afilu Balamachas, even though it's in all one forgetting, Chayiv HaKolachas V'Yachas, he's Chayiv in each one a separate Chatis. HaKolachas V'Yachas. So the Sefer is mashma that according to Yeshua, by Noisi you are Chayiv five Chatois. And so Shemamin, you have a proof in the Sefer that like Kivlim and Yeshua did not accept the question from Yeshua, from Rabbi Kiva. So Moriah's question, Be'alamai, what do you have to answer then? Is the Lameima Tanoi, the Chur, it's a steer with them in Yeshua. The Reish is mashma Rabbi Yeshua did accept it. And the Sefer is mashma Rabbi Yeshua did not accept the answer of Rabbi Kiva. So Yat L'chur is there, Samachlekas Tanoim then. The Katana the Kibla, the first Tana this Bryce holds, Rabbi Yeshua agrees to Rabbi Kiva. And therefore, if we eat five kazesim from five different behemoths of Nisa, Behela Machas Yoni Chayiv 1. And the Katana the second, the safe holds, no, the Lake Kibla. Rabbi Yeshua argues on Rabbi Kiva and holds, no, that just like by Mila, if Yenene from Hegdish Yechayiv 5 Chatois, who would then also by Nisa if we eat from five different behemoths. The Elamachas Yichayi 5. So that's before you have to answer the Brisa. It's a Machlokes Tanoim. Did Rabbi Yeshua agree to Rabbi Kiva or not? So one says, if so, once you have to say it's a Machlokes Tanoim anyway, maybe say like this. Fidul Tanoim Rabbi Kivi, maybe there's no proof altogether. Maybe really Rabbi Yeshua, like he says in our Mishnah, does not agree to Rabbi Kiva's question. Rabbi Yeshua holds, just like by Mila Yichayi 5, by Noiser also, since he ate a Kazayas from five different Behemoths, Yechayiv 5 chatois, even though it's belamechet. I, what's pshan, this brice that says Yoni Chayiv 1? I'll tell you Rabbi Kiva, this brice that goes according to Rabbi Kiva. Ah, Yadakash, according to Rabbi Kiva, what is the brice that we know in Yechayiv and Oshram Toli, Minasovic Milo? The Teretz says, I'll tell you, Vahai Tana, the Tana, this brice, Sovola Kavose Bechoda, the Tana, this brice and the Reisha holds like Rabbi Kiva in one point, that if you eat from five behemoths, Noisa Yoni Chayiv one chatis, but upon the galabachad in one prat in one point he argues on Rabbi Kiva. That means sovale kavase b'halama. He also like Rabbi Kiva that he ate it all in one, forgetting even though some five different behemoths excise of noisa from each one of them. Yoni Chayiv one chatis, but upon the galabemila. This Tana argues on Rabbi Kiva in Hilchas Mila, and he holds what that if you have a suffix whether you're over Nisa Mila. You did not have to bring an Ashram Toli. Ashram Toli was not said by Mila. So therefore you have no raya what Rabbi Yeshua holds. Could be Rabbi Yeshua really holds, like he says in the Mishnah, that there's no difference between Mila and Noiser. And this price it goes according to Rabbi Kiva. Now the Gemara says, Heichi domi hei milis. What's the case for Yechayiv hei milis? Or Mashmur Kyosha Shashinin, like learn like this. Or else some say that Kyosha should be Heichi domi hei tamchuyim. What does it mean to say before we had from one korban, if you eat five different dishes from the korban, you chayiv five milas, five ashram milas? What's the case of five different dishes? What does it mean? Hey tam chuyim. The sheet should be hey tam chuyim. So much more kosher should like learn like this. Chamisha dvorim boila. By korban oila, somebody burnt it bachutz, you have to burn a kezayis to be chayiv. Now you can mitzarf in five things of mitzarf. You burn a little bit of each one of these five things, and together you burn a kezayis yichayif. What are these five things? Habosa, take a little bit of the meat of the korban of an oilam, viachel a little bit of the fat, for the yayin, the nesachon that's brought with the korban oila. If you burn off some of the yayin bakwitz, the cells, the flour, the shemen. So kids, what it means to say, hey, tamchui means different parts of the animal. So in the case we take a little bit meat and a little bit fat at different parts, that's called hey tamchuyim. So if you have one behemoth here, that you had five, the hanor, five different parts of it, that's why you chayiv five different ashramilas. That's called hey tamchuyim. Five different parts of the animal. Chiski yamanok agoin shokol mehei vorim. Doesn't have to be different parts, at least a different limb. Yed a piece of meat from a leg, from the arm, from the breast. As long as the different limbs of the animal, that's also called hei tamchuyim. Rosh Lakish shama afilu taima bi'erech, even with one limb. Mishkachas la bekata, if you have it by the shoulders. By the shoulders, there are five parts to the shoulders. Rashi says, ha'parso v'etzem atachto in adakuvo, within the shoulder itself is divided in five different parts there. So that's also called hei tamchuyim. If you ate a little bit of kezayis from each one of those parts, by famila, you're over five ashamas. So Rashi learns means that you have five different pieces of meat, but it's cooked up in five different types of pots. Rashi says, one you use this spice, one you use betzolim, onions, one you use kruv, one you use last pumpkins, lefes. Kids, you cooked it up with five different types of spices, so each piece of meat tastes differently. That's also called hei tamchuyim. And Yab Yechon and Nomek are going shochel behez tamim. The same piece of meat, but five different times, and each time the meat was cooked and made differently. Rashman's hey tamim means one was roasted sli, one was cooked, one was pickled, one was cooked a lot, and one was pot roasted. So that's called also hey tamchuyim. So the kids in the Mishnah, that's what the Yeshua means to say. Well, everybody holds like that. If you have one korban, and before Zeriku, it's no het to have an off from it. If you have an off from this one korban, five different kizayisim eat. It made five different ways. One kezias was broiled, one was cooked, one was pot roasted. So for that, yichayiv five different asham milas. And that's the shalu Rabbi Yeshua holds. The same thing would be by Neisser also. If you have five different kabonis, and from each one of them you eat a kezias of Neisser, you'd also be chayiv five chatois. And the doctor Rabbi Kiva Agdezin says no. He holds that by Neisser yoni chayiv one chatis. It's only a special chumra by. It's only a special chumra by Mila, because like it says in the Mishnah, Mila has chumras to it, that even if you just might see Mila without even eating it, you chayiv. So therefore it's only a chumra by Mila, not by a Nisa. Yeah. Nothing more the Mishnah says. Omer Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says like this. A shalti es Rabbi Leza. Yes, Rabbi Leza shal like this. What's going to be? B'oysa melochas harbei, b'shabosas harbei, mi'ein melochachas. Like, let's say the last 10 Shabbosim, this person, each Shabbos, did a different malacha of the same Av. He did different toldas. He did oysa malachas harbe, a lot of malachas, in the last few Shabbosim, miyem malachas, meaning all different toldas of the same Av. So there's an Av, let's say, of planting. So he watered it, he pruned it one Shabbos, he did different toldas of the same Av, in a few different Shabbosim. He did them all, the Helamachas with one forgetting. We'll soon see what that means. It means all the time he forgot these Malachas were also. It's by one Shogig, one Helama. So now, what's the Locha? Chayiv Achas Akulim, is he Chayiv only one Chatas and all the Averis he did? Or he Chayiv Akolachas V'Achas? Maybe no, in every Averis he did, he's Chayiv another Chatas. That's the Shaila. Omar Lois, they said back to him, yes, Chayiv Akolachas V'Achas. For every single Shabbos, like every Yaveir we did, every Shabbos, he's chayv another chatas. And they said, Mikal v'chayma, have a kal v'chayma. O man nida, madach of a man lives with his wife and nida five different times. Shein boi t'ikzoras harbet, they're not allowed halachas by nida. There's one issue, you're not allowed to live with a nida. Still, we had before, shein boi t'ikzoras harbet, b'chatoi is harbet, chayv v'kolachas v'yachas. Yechayiv every time you live with your wife to need the Yechayiv. Yeah. Rashi says, Chayiv akol biya b'elamachas k'diyom Rabbi Leza liyeh, like Rabbi Leza said. We had before, that was Rabbi Leza shita, that bo'alev, achozo bo'alev, you live with her, one after another, for each biya Yechayiv a separate chatis, even though it's with one forgetting. So for maduch by nida, Rabbi Leza all Yechayiv each one separately, is so Shabbos, there are a lot of different halachas by Shabbos. There are 39 Novus Malachas by Shabbos. Or Misa's Harm, if each one Yechayiv Misa. His aim of din isn't it a sword to say, She Yechayiv Echolachas V'yachas. That for every Shabbos, the fact you did a different Malacha, a different told of the same Av, Havadah, for each Shabbos, you should be Chayiv, another Chattis. That's what they said back to Rabbi Kiva. Or Ma'atilos, Rabbi Kiva said back to them, no. Yemamata benida sheyesh bo shtei azoros. Atenida maybe is still different, because by nida both are chayiv, the man and the lady. Shehu muzer ala nida v'yanida musaros alav. That's why maybe they're both there's a chatis v'ich avera, because both of them are muzer. It's a more chamadik avera maybe. But to yom v'shabbos shein bel azor ach. There's only one azor just for the man that's doing it. There's no second party being over the yisra chatis also. So maybe that's different. Such a sword. We'll see in the Gemara what kind of sword this is. Omelie, they said back to me, no, what can it be? Habola ktanas yechiv. If a man lives with a ktana, that she's a nida. Shein bela zarachas. Only the man is chayiv, not the girl. She's a ktana. Vechayiv kolachas biachas. Still yechayiv fichibiyah. So he said back, Amatlo, Akiva said back, still there's no proof from that. And Amatlo, the ktana is, even though what the man lives with a ktana, but she's a nida, the man is chayiv chatis. Is Shafa P. Shein Blachshav, even though right now she's not Chayav the Ketano, because she's not a Baronchin, but Yesh Po Liachas Man, but when she becomes a Gedoyla, then she will be Chayav, she'll be Chayav Liachas Man. Mashenke, in Tiyom of the Shabbos, Shein Blachshav, will Liachas Man, there's never a time that a second party is Chayav, like Shabbos is not Chayav, is only the one that does the Melachis. So, Avada, the Chilak between Shabbos and Nidus, that's what Bekiva said. Oh, Malay, the Chom said back to him, no. If a man lives with the behemah, the what that the man is chayiv and not the behemah, the behemah has no chayiv misa. Or Ma'atilah, he said back to him, a behemah to Shabbos and a chanami, a behemah would be just like Shabbos. That Reb Kiva holds, just like by Shabbos, he wants to say, Yoni chayiv one, who would him by behemah also? If a man lives with the behemah a few times, one after another, behelah machas, with one forgetting, and a chanami, according to Reb Kiva, only be chayiv one chattis. So that's Reb Kiva's svarim, that by Shabbos, since Lamaisa only your chayiv, nobody else, so since it was done, the Helamachas, the only chayiv won. And the Chum answered back no and said no, they held your chayiv on every Shabbos for Shabbos. Now the Gemara says, Michael Boyle, what was the shayla of Rabbi Kiva? E Shabbos is kaguf and damim, was the shayla the fact you do it every Shabbos, each Shabbos like a different guf? V'loy, or maybe no, even though you did the same look like over every Shabbos, I don't care, even though it's done a different Shabbos, it's not called like a separate goof. It was that the Shaila, Oiloi, Boy Minei. If so, if that was the Shaila, Niboy of Kiva should ask like this. Hois, like you were asking. Let the Gemara ask, Hois, some Malacha Achas. The person did one Malacha, but Shabbos is Harbe. Like the last five Shabbos, and he used to water the grass every Shabbos. Are you Chayiv one Chatos or five Chatos? It was only a Shaila, since every Shabbos is a new day. Is it called like a new chiv or not? So it could have been the shalom with the same melacha. Elo the Gemara is like this: v'lodei melachis. Rabbi Kiva shalom was the guy does different toldos. He covers damyon. He is considered like the same av or not? V'loy, that's a shalom. If you do the same av over and over again, you only chayiv once. But since you did different toldos, maybe different toldos is mechayiv you. To the most of so, if you like, boy mine, that was the shiloh, then you boy mine, you should ask a shiloh like this. Hoysa malochas harbe mein malochas achas for Shabbos. A person does a few different toldos of the same map on one Shabbos. That should be the shiloh. On the same Shabbos, you do two different toldos of the same map. Are you chayiv one, are you chayiv twice? So, what was Rabbi Kiva's question? So, most of the Amar Rav said like this. Amri de Rav, that in the Beis Medrash they said, Tati boy meneg. Rabbi Kiva really asked two questions. Shabbos is kaguf and dami, that was one shayla. Is Shabbos called like a different guf? V'loy, boy meneg, that was one shayla. The fact he did the melacha every Shabbos, is each Shabbos called like a different guf? Or nu chiv or not? It was all behelam achas. A second shayla was, for lo de melachas kum lochas damyin. Oy loy, if we do a few told us at the same hour, we chayiv twice the one. So he asked two shaylas really, Rabbi Kiva. Now the Gemara says, "But Shabbos is heichim ibol." What was the shayla of Shabbos? It was talking about shigugah Shabbos. The guy forgot today was Shabbos. It was all the melachas. You know, melachas are also. He just forgot today was Shabbos. So he did the melacha today, and he did the melacha next Shabbos also. So the Gemara says, "What's the shayla? Pshit lay for sure to yavam shemitaim have yediyah. that in between, from one Shabbos to another Shabbos, for sure you realize that Shabbos passed by, and the Shabbos called like a new Yediyah, Savad, you should be Chayiv, or a separate Chatis, week Shabbos. If that's your Shail, if Shabbos Kugufandami, it was one Shoigig, like Stam, you forgot today was Shabbos, so by next Shabbos, for sure you know today was Shabbos passed by, Savad, you should be Chayiv every Shabbos separately. Now, Elomai Wad Vizodin Shabbat case was maybe the guy knew today was Shabbos. Joshigoth Malochis. He forgot this Malach was also Udibor. That was a Shaila. Eka Gufan Damien. So really it's one forgetting. With one forgetting, he did this Malach in the last five Shabbos. Now we said he watered the grass. He cut off the grass. So he the last five Shabbos, he did the same Malach. With a Shgoga, he didn't know it was also. So the Shaila is now, if you would have done it all on one Shabbos, you only chayv once. Now we did it a few Shabbos, to miss each Shabbos could goof dom you not. That's the Shaila. The boy minay, he could goof and dom a separate goof, I lie. I do maybe no. That's one Shaila, that's one way to learn the Shaila. I do maybe Zodah and Shabbos, if you knew today was Shabbos. Peshigagoth, Malachas. And this, he didn't know the Malacha was also. Pshita London for sure to goof and domian, every Shabbos for sure you have another chatis. Since each Shabbos is a new day, so pshita is called like the new goof, maybe then for sure you chayiv. That wasn't the Shaila. But what was the Shaila then? The Shikaga Shabbos, where the guy maybe forgot today was Shabbos. The Zodah Malachas, and he did the Malachas, he knew Malachas were also. Just he forgot today was Shabbos. Maybe who did Borbina? That was Rabbi Kiva Shaila. And the Shaila Taker is, the Yavim Shemetayim, have you deal a chalak oloi? That goof was Rabbi Kiva Shaila. The days in between, like from one Shabbos to another Shabbos, do we say that for sure he realized in between the Shabbos passed by? And if he forgets again, the next Shabbos is called a new halam, a new forgetting. Or maybe no, a guy doesn't realize that in between, it's called one of the forgetting. Maybe that's the Shaila. So that's the Shaila exactly what was Rabbi Kiva Safik. So when it says, Omar Rabba says like this. Omar Rabba learns that Mistar with the Svori is, that Rabbi Kiva Shaila was, Shigaga Shabbos, Vizodin Malachis, Shigalai. That if the guy forgot today was Shabbos, and he did Malachis, Bemezid, so the Shoigi is he did not today was Shabbos. And then something happened again next Shabbos. So Rabbah learns that Pshita Lei for sure even according to Bekiva the Yavim Shematan have Yediyah. No, Lachalik. Avada then you bechayiv two chatois. Sweet Shabbos you chayiv another chatis. Since there were 7 days, 6 days in between, for sure during those 6 days you realize Shabbos passed by. Then for sure you bechayiv. For the Shaila was Vizodin Shabbos, where the guy knew today was Shabbos. Just for Shigas Malachas, he forgot you're not allowed to water the plants today. Who the boy Minei? That was the Shaila. And he did the same Malacha of five different Shabbosim. So, Kaguf and Damien, is each Shabbos called like a separate Guf that you have a separate Chatis? Oilav, or maybe no, since it's one forgetting, even though it was done on a few different Shabbosim, you only have one Chatis. That was Rabbi Kiva Safik. Who partially, and this Rabbi Lezer pushed back, yes, that the Zod and Shabbos, even though the guy knew today was Shabbos, but the Shigas Malachas, he forgot you're not allowed to water the grass on Shabbos. That happened the last five Shabbosim. He was pushing back a goof and dome. It's like a different goof. And therefore, Taki, five chatoys. That's what Rabbi Lezer hold. But, Rabbi Kiva himself is not pushing. He also know that maybe each Shabbos is not like a separate goof. And since it was all in one forgetting, Yoni Chayiv one chatis. That's one way. Now, then Rabbi Kiva asks another Shaila. Another Shaila. The guy does a few different toldos of the same av. Is that called like one malacha and yechayiv one, or is it called like separate malachas yechayiv twice? And again, he was also pushed to say that yechayiv and like kibul minay. That also Rabbi Kiva was not mekabel. That's the way. That's the way Rabbi learned. There was two shailas, and both of them Rabbi Kiva was not mekabel. Omer Rabbi says, "Minu amin alah." How do we know to say like this? There's not learned like this. There's a Mishnah Shabbos that says, "Klal God lomer b'Shabbos." One general rule by Shabbos. Kol ha'shachirich k'Shabbos. Someone forgets the ikur of Shabbos. For yosta malachas harbi b'Shabbos harbi. He does a lot of malachas on a lot of Shabbos, like he never knew there's such a few sight of Shabbos. And then at the end he finds out. So ain't the chay b'loachas. You only have to bring one chatas. It's one big shaydik, like he never knew that they continued shenishpa that there was Shabbos. So later when he realizes he don't is chayiv one chatas. Ain't the chay b'loachas. What's going to be the hayudei ikur Shabbos? Somebody knows there is a parsha of Shabbos. And the Yosam Lokas Habib Shabbos Harbi, He did a lot of melachos on a lot of different Shabbosim. So chayiv kol Shabbos for Shabbos. He forgot about each Shabbos that it was Shabbos. So for each Shabbos, it's chayiv one chatis. Because if the melachos he did, he knew the melachos were also. Just as one shogi, he forgot that they were Shabbos. So for each Shabbos, he chayiv a different carbon. What's going to be the idea of Shabbos? Somebody knows that today is Shabbos. The yos melachos chayiv b'Shabbos. He does a lot of melachos on a lot of Shabbosim. B'shogi, so the melach was done b'shogi. He knew today was Shabbos. So then the melach is chayiv akol av melach melacha. He's chayiv for every av that was done. He's chayiv. That's what it says. For every av they did. So kids, he knew today was Shabbos. Just he was a shogi in the melach and he did the melach every Shabbos. So it says, and matter, it depends upon how many others you did. If you did two others this Shabbos and the same two again next Shabbos, so you only chayiv two chatois. For every av that you did, you chayiv another chatis. Chayiv kol av melacha. So it's chayiv kol av melacha melacha. Now the ilu chayiv kol av melacha shall call Shabbos for Shabbos. Look at Tony. It does not say that you chayiv each Shabbos for the others you did that Shabbos. Like it doesn't say each Shabbos is kaguf and domin. So man, who does that mishnah go like? Ilam Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Lezer goes according to Rabbi Lezer can be. Aim to say, what's the Sefer the Mishnah says? It says in the Sefer the Mishnah, Ho'isa melachas harbe mei melachas achas. Somebody does a lot of different toldos, all of one av, and chayv alachas, you only chayv one chatis, since it's all of one av. Now, we Reb Lezer, according to Reb Lezer, he holds no, chayv akov lodi melachas kam lachas. Reb Lezer sheet is, if you do two or three different toldos of the same av, you chayv a separate chatis for each toldo. So that Mishnah can't go according to Reb Lezer. El of Shita that Mishnah Shabbat has to go according to Rabbi Kiva. That holds what that for all the told us Yoni Chayiv one. Ushmamini you see clearly according to Rabbi Kiva that Shigigra Shabbos in the case where the guy forgot today was Shabbos. Vizod the melachos he knew the melachos were also. Shita led Yom Shematayim have you deal a chalik that Lamaise it says there that you chayiv each Shabbos. So Shita led that Yom.